At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, you know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
And a special guest, our NFL Supplemental Draft Insider, will be joining us later on in the show, one John Miles Ramos. Welcome, everyone. It is the Doug Gottlieb Show on this hump day, day after the All-Star Game. Aaron, many people are calling it the worst sporting day in sports, and go ahead.
I'll say this. You and I worked Christmas Eve, and we got Raiders-Broncos. That might be worse than just having no sports.
That's true. That especially where those teams were. Philip Lindsay was hurt, I believe, and maybe in that game or leading up to it. Yeah, and it was Christmas Eve. That's correct. That was that night. The NFL's like, how can we get people to focus on football Christmas Eve? Broncos, Raiders. Not so much. I would argue that with Wimbledon going on, there are sports going on. But I would say that it's the worst sporting day because the ESPYs are on. That's the reason why those things stink. And for the next 3 hours, if you hate that award show as much as I do, you're in luck because we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have a lot of vivid top ESPYs moments coming to the tip of my tongue right now. But yeah, I don't really watch. So
we've got you covered with everything that is happening in the NBA, and a lot is happening, including with Kawhi Leonard and the Los Angeles Clippers, finding out today that Kawhi's contract with the Clippers is a 2+1 deal, a 2-year deal with a player option for the third year. Now, the 3-year deal would be worth $103 million, but realistically, Kawhi's going to make about $70 million over the 2 years, then likely opt out for his Supermax contract. And now, Aaron, when you see the landscape of how this is all played out, the Clippers have basically mortgaged their future for a 2-year, I don't want to call it a lottery ticket because I think there are better odds with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, but a 2-year trial run for to see if this thing can actually work in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and I think from the flip side, too, I think the Clippers are on the same timeline too, of can this work? Because even though the Clippers are the favorite, and I get it, and there's reasons why, it's not as though this isn't, to me, Kevin Durant or anything close, frankly, joining the Golden State Warriors. I mean, Kawhi and Paul George are both excellent players, but Kawhi has an injury history. Paul George really never had a ton of success following those early years in Indiana as far as deep playoff runs. So I think to your point, I agree 100%. It works both ways. But yeah, I think it's more of a dip your toe in the water than jump 2 feet in.
We don't know what's going to happen, but there could be a situation that there's a possibility that the Clippers have completely mortgaged their future for these 24 months.
But I agree, but I just don't know, and I think this is the point that you're about to get to right now. I don't know what the alternative was, because if you don't get Kawhi, then dun dun dun.
Well, this is the alternative. If you're wondering, you let Kawhi sign that 2-year deal in Toronto or sign it with the Lakers and then take your risk that you can sign him in 2021. But where I look at the Clippers in knowing, and they obviously knew that this was going to be the contract when he agreed to come on board, the Clippers view this situation as one that is not going to come around, hasn't come around ever before, and may not come around again. And it may not come around in 2021. In fact, I can pretty much tell you that it wouldn't come around in 2021. There is something to keeping Kawhi Leonard off of the Lakers, so you would want to sign him in free agency this offseason. But there is also another level that I think is very, very important for the Clippers, and that is you have the first opportunity to realistically take on the Lakers head-to-head and win. Now, we have seen that the Clippers have had better seasons than the Lakers have had, and this has actually gone on a lot more often this decade than people may realize, that the Clippers are the better team. But now with the Lakers going back to being the Lakers because they have LeBron and Anthony Davis, there's a lot of cachet there. And for the Clippers to come in, bring in their own big two, and formulate a team to beat the Lakers, not when they have Kobe Bryant nearing retirement, not when they have a bunch of first-round draft picks that are trying to find their way, but where the Lakers are sitting in a standing where the eyes of the NBA are on them. Like, this is the time for the Clippers to slay the king, if you will, in LA, and they needed to do it with LeBron James being in his prime, or at least being the LeBron James that we have known throughout his NBA career.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing from the Clippers' perspective was really two things. One, like you said, you can't predict into the future. And we know that next year's free agent class doesn't look all that attractive. In a couple years, Kawhi could potentially hit the market again. Your guy, Giannis, could potentially hit the market again, although we all know he's going to sign a lifetime contract with the Bucks, so there's no need to even discuss.
True.
But it's like, one, you can't risk putting everything in all the eggs in your basket in a year or two, because we saw how well that worked out for the Knicks this year. And then two, the guy that you want to be the face of your franchise could not only not sign with you, he could have gone across town to create a super team. So now, not only are you not on equal playing ground with the Lakers, you are at the bottom of the LA barrel, and the Lakers are the story of the year going in with LeBron, AD, and of course the reigning finals MVP Kawhi. I just think it's a move that you had to make and you can't really think twice about it.
If he stays with the Raptors, because it is a different story, and one of the reasons the Clippers ended up giving up all those picks to Oklahoma City was the report that they felt that he would go to the Lakers. Whether that is true that the Lakers were the second choice or not, we may find out someday, but for factual purposes, we don't know right now. But if he goes to the Toronto Raptors on a two-year deal and says, hey, let's try to run it back and repeat, in 2021, it's just a different landscape. And maybe some of the Clippers' young core is better, but LeBron's going to be on the back end of his contract. We don't know how much of a toll these next two seasons are. It also allows this Lakers team to and the Lakers have had this city in the palm of their hands forever. And it still is right now. Like, it is still 100% a Lakers town. In fact, I think it was last week when Jonas and I were in, the gap between the Lakers and Clippers in L.A. is the biggest gap between two same-city sports teams that you've got throughout. Like, there are tons of Giants and Jets fans, even though the Giants are the bigger team.
I could name one.
Oh, which one?
I think the Dodgers and the Angels. I don't know anybody that cares about the Angels.
I think Orange County's got a big, and you've got one guy
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, I feel terrible.
Do you know more
now.
Angels fans or Clippers fans? Because I think the Dodgers and Lakers are comparable.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I'm sorry, Ryan Music. I'm sorry. I know one Angels fan. You're right.
But the point is the gap is so big, and now if you have that opportunity to, and I don't know if they will. Maybe this won't work out for the Clippers, but the Clippers needed to do it now because the Lakers then also would have had a two-year head start, even if Kawhi wasn't here, on really recapturing the city and being in playoff mode. I mean, I think that there are Laker fans, for as much as you want to talk about how much they win championships, just want to see this team back in the playoffs again for once and then start building on that.
100%, and I think we can call this New York Knicks syndrome. I really do. I know I just referenced it. I don't think if you've been promising your fans you're going to be a player in the summer of 2019, you can't then just, whether the Lakers are good or not, you cannot just then push back the clock. Now look, if Kawhi just says no, then Kawhi says no. But if you have a chance to get him and it means giving up every draft pick you have until 2027 to get Paul George, like, you have to do it, not only because the Lakers are relevant, you just don't know what the landscape is. And you brought up the scenario of what if Kawhi goes back to Toronto. Well, what if Toronto wins two more championships and you can't get Kawhi 2 years from now? What if the Lakers win two championships and LeBron's getting closer to retirement age and that all of a sudden is a better alternative to Kawhi Leonard? Those alternatives could be there in the future for sure, but all you can worry about is the present. Like I said, I just think, listen, I have to think a lot of teams looked at what happened with the Knicks this year and just said, we don't ever want that to happen with us. And I just don't think that you can risk saying, well, you know, it's a lot to give up. And it's like, no, if you got a chance to go get that guy and Kawhi is that guy and then bring somebody else with him, you just got to take advantage of it.
Plus, Kawhi is the guy that wanted the Clippers. And we still don't know how many people actually still want to be a Clipper. And if that can change over these next 2 years. The worst case scenario for the Clippers, honestly, is if this didn't work out and Kawhi leaves after 2 years, is they go back to being the Clippers. Like, they've already hit the lowest of lows. Like, they can't, their lowest of lows have really been like the first 25 to 30 years of the organization in LA. Now you're at a point where you can do something that your franchise and organization has never been before. You've got to cash in on that opportunity.
Yeah, their worst case scenario is what would have happened, what did happen to Toronto if they hadn't won the championship. In other words, you get 2 years of an elite player, maybe the best two-way player in the league, in his prime, and yeah, maybe he's only going to play 60 games a year, but you have Kawhi, regardless, as we learned this year, of who you have around him, and I think some of the conversation about the Raptors' role players was a little bit overblown. I think they had some real guys on that team, but you have Kawhi, you have a chance, and I think if you're the Raptors, or if you're the Clippers, you just can't not take advantage of that, but I do think, to kind of the point that you brought up earlier in the segment, there is also the Lakers element of it, too, of you can't risk, one, him going to that team, and even if he doesn't, them still being the story coming into next season.
I think it's amazing when you see the team and you see the Clippers, and when Kobe was retiring, maybe it was, you know, during that time of Lob City with the Clippers were a better team. it was still Kobe and the Lakers in the city. That wasn't enough because they also knew that Kobe wasn't the same old guy. But now with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, there's a coat of armor on the Lakers. They're the team that is on the rise again, and this is their opportunity to take them down with the Lakers. Are almost, I don't want to say peak Lakers because peak Lakers is better than any team in the NBA, but when the Lakers are a good basketball team.
Well, and the other thing too is you also at that time didn't know what the Lakers would do post Kawhi decision. And I think it takes a little bit of the luster off the Lakers when you're like, oh, so they got this old kind of beat up DeMarcus Cousins and they got like Rondo, but what does he really do at this point? And you know, now we can sit there and say, well, you know, maybe there was a plan B for the Clippers if they didn't get Kawhi you didn't know that in real time. And so I just think for so many reasons, it's a no-brainer. If Kawhi's saying, I'm only coming here for 2 years guaranteed, then you deal with it. And by the way, Paul George proved this week that 2 years guaranteed doesn't mean anything. It could be 9 months. So you take the chance, you have them, and they got him.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at noon Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We're very glad to have our next guest. He's a columnist for The Oklahoman. Barry Trammell joins us here on Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Barry, thanks so much for taking the time today.
You bet, guys. How's it going?
Things are going well for us. I'm curious, how are things going for the fans of the Thunder after what has transpired over the last week? How have those fans in that city reacted to the news that Paul George is out of town and Russell Westbrook could be next?
Better than you would have suspected. Not good.
Sure.
Better than you might have thought. The playoff failures of the last 2 years have sort of jaded the fan base into realizing, hey, this really isn't working. Now, when Paul George takes off, you know, that's still sobering news, but the bonanza they got from the Clippers, for any kind of enlightened fan, realizes, hey, this is actually a good thing. So, you know, now the Westbrook news, when it comes down, which it looks like almost surely will, either now or in December, is going to be a difficult day. But we knew this day was coming. Paul George just accelerated the timetable.
And so, staying in that vein, we know how the fans feel. How about the front office? Because one thing that Dan and I have been talking about, there's a big difference between a couple players that are heading towards free agency talking and a guy with 3 years left on his contract demanding out. How is the front office taking it? Or are they the ones pushing kind of the commentary from Adam Silver? What's your take on that?
Well, they're not happy about it. On the other hand, you know, they had a guy who was even better than Paul George that let him know, hey, I love it here. I'm going to stay. And then when it's time to be free, he left. And they're sitting there holding the bag empty. So this is actually, it's not good when players sort of compromise their own contracts or compromise somebody else's contract. But at least teams like New Orleans and the Thunder have maximized the issue, the problem. And in some ways, you could argue, are in better shape than they might have been otherwise. This is not like the 27 Yankees got broke up. So, the Paul George, if you study it, it's not a terrible thing for Oklahoma City.
I thought Lou Gehrig was included in the deal.
He might have been. Yeah. I think he's lottery protected.
Yeah. Barry Trammell joining us here on Fox Sports Radio, columnist for The Oklahoman. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Aaron and I have gone back and forth on this topic. Aaron thinks one thing. We're going to make you the judge. We're not going to pay anything extra, Barry, so you're going to have to do it for free. But my argument was this with Oklahoma City. The reason that it fell apart was because of Russell Westbrook's unwillingness to change who Russell Westbrook is. Aaron is saying that it was the Paul George departure via Kawhi Leonard that ended up crumbling the bricks and having them fall over. Who is to blame? If you had to put the blame on why this thing didn't work out and it is where it is now, would you put it more on George's shoulder or on Russell Westbrook's shoulders?
Well, I think it's more on... The reason it fell apart is because of those two playoff failures. Going to Utah as a favorite in 18, lose. Go to Portland in 19 as a playoff favorite, lose. That's why Paul George said, I probably could find someplace better. Or they didn't even say that. Somebody said, hey, there's someplace better. And he said, okay. Now, what was the reason for the playoff failure? I think it's equal parts. Sam Presti's roster wasn't quite good enough in this shooting age. They didn't have enough shooting. They also were paying $40 million to a point guard who couldn't shoot a lick this year. And as great as Russell Westbrook is, you know, he's not his shooting is not enough to get the Thunder over humps. And generally speaking, your point guard needs to shoot very well. So, you know, probably Russell Westbrook, if that's the question, Westbrook instead of George. Like I said, breaking up this team is not is not heresy. It was not working. It was a low-level playoff team, and that's fine, but that really doesn't get you anywhere.
So some of the reports that came out throughout the week were that Toronto tried to get into the mix on all this, and you know, we've kind of referenced throughout the show Paul George being able to go pretty close to his original hometown of Palmdale, California, probably certainly helped this thing. Is Paul George as eager, is Paul George as willing to demand a trade if it meant going back to Toronto with Kawhi as opposed to Los Angeles?
It's a great question. I don't know the answer. It's a wonderful question. Clearly, this was the optimal situation for George. L.A. and Kawhi Leonard. Going back to Toronto, who knows? But I tend to think he still would have wanted to do it. Going to Toronto with George was a pretty good thing. So, you know, it's just that lineup they're going to have. I don't know how anybody's getting the ball up court against Kawhi, Paul George, and Patrick Beverley, for crying out loud. So it was just a great situation for George. And not too many people in Oklahoma blame him. He's not being vilified very much.
Very interesting.
Barry Trammell of the Oklahoman joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. What does this mean for Billy Donovan? Because he's been on the hot seat the last couple of years. Is this maybe ushering in more change with him, or does he stick around a little bit more considering they're going to be going through a whole new restructure?
I can't believe it means good things for Billy Donovan. You need a $6 million coach to lead a team that's rebuilding and not going anywhere. If they stick with Billy Donovan, it means to me, after this season, it means they really believe in the guy, and they believe in him as a long-time solution at that job. But I'm not sure they believe that. They didn't extend him after this season with 1 year left. That's sort of standard. I tend to think this will be it for Billy.
What about Westbrook? I mean, the early buzz is that Miami is a heavy favorite. Let's just kind of stick with Miami for the time being. If he were to go there, knowing what you know about Russ, do you think he works with Jimmy Butler, two very strong personalities?
Seems a little shaky to me. Personality-wise and ball dominant-wise, both those guys want the ball in their hands. Both those guys like to be in control of things. Now, Russ doesn't mind passing, you know, to a bunch of people. He doesn't, you know, he's led the league in assists 2 years in a row or three, whatever it is. So he likes to pass, but he likes to dribble too. So, you know, I don't know that he's going to be content to stand on the wing and watch Jimmy Butler go one-on-one very much. So to me, that's a combustible situation. But it's probably better than the alternative for Miami. So I agree. I think the Heat's the most likely destination. The list of teams that want Westbrook and can afford Westbrook are small. And it might be a club of one, and that's Miami.
Barry Trammell joining us here. Barry, I want to wrap up with this. This doesn't mean to sound flippant, but the nation knows the relationship that you and Russell had back and forth in press conferences. If he ends up leaving, are you going to miss that? Is that going to be different for you and from your point of view of the issues that he apparently has had with you as a reporter? How are you going to accept that if he ends up moving along on his way?
I'm not going to miss the daily interactions or non-interactions with Russell Westbrook. I am going to miss two things about Westbrook: the wild entertainment. He's the most entertaining athlete in American sport. There's not any question about that. So, the second thing is, I can't get mad at Westbrook for the way he treated me. He made me famous in NBA circles. You know, NBA coaches know who I am. You can't buy that kind of publicity. So, I think that's a great thing for me. I'll miss that with Russ.
Did you ever think of just not asking questions? Did that ever become a possibility?
Oh, yeah, but then he sort of wins. That's why I did it. Just to let him know I'm not going anywhere. You know, and eventually he sort of broke at the end. He sort of realized this isn't good for me. I got to switch, and he did. So it worked out okay at the end. He just tries to intimidate people, and the media is included, and he picked me out because I guess I've been around the longest, and, you know, he sort of recognized me. So, but he treats all the media the same, poorly, so I didn't take it personal.
Well, imagine if the Oklahoman shocks him and trades you to the Miami Herald. Now, that would be something. Barry,
let me tell you what, that'd be interesting, but the real estate prices are going to kill me. The difference in real estate prices are going to just put me in.
Find him on Twitter, at Barry Trammell. Read him in the Oklahoman. He's the columnist for the newspaper, Barry Trammell. Thanks for the time, Barry. We appreciate it. And I know what is a busy summer, and we hope to do it again soon.
You bet.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at noon Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
But lucky enough, we are going to bring back some of what Kamla said to us earlier in the show, is Aaron and I discussed the possibility of tampering when it comes to free agency. This was Rick Kamla earlier on the show with Aaron and myself.
I think the owners who have sort of lost in this free agency period have complained to Adam Silver, and then I think Adam now takes that to the public, right? In terms of, yo, this guy's under contract. He's the property of me, and he's just basically being snatched out from under me because these ballplayers want to get together and you know, create a merger with the Clippers.
That was Rick Kamla earlier on the show, and as we've discussed, whether it be the Nets talking to or not talking to Kevin Durant before he made his decision, there is, in my mind, a distinct difference between a front office doing so and a player doing so. We've heard player conversations going all along. You think that things have crossed the line in Oklahoma City, though, with the latest player conversation, if you will?
Yeah, my personal opinion is just I do think it's different when a guy is heading towards free. I agree you can't cross the line of executive to player. But I also think that when you go from players entering free agency, players with 6 months left on their contract, to Paul George, I don't want to say seemingly thrilled with his situation in Oklahoma City, but as we've been discussing throughout the show, they won 49 games last year. They made the playoffs. I know it was a disappointing end, but I do think there's something to be said for going after a guy with 6 months left on his contract or heading into free agency, as opposed to going to a player who still has 3 years left on his contract and convincing him to get out of it.
The fact of the matter is we don't see this very often, and you brought it up last hour as well, and I think it's fair. The Anthony Davis situation was Anthony Davis was heading for free agency. Now, it wasn't going to be this offseason, but it was going to be the next offseason, and it was the opportunity where you had Anthony Davis being able to sign an extension with the Pelicans, notified them that he was not going to do so when he would have been eligible to start, which would have been this summer, to sign that extension, so the Pelicans end up starting to shop. Plus, he had been there 7 years. Every case isn't just is not the same, and none of them are really equal, and that's the issue that I come upon. Like, I get it. I just don't think that there's any way you can make players stop talking.
Agreed.
And if you're the NBA, I think that each instance is separate. Now, if you're Oklahoma City, I started to wonder right when the trade went down, Aaron, if Sam Presti of Oklahoma City got a get out of jail free card. For the simple fact of there was another team that was interested in his superstar that was willing to offer the organization a complete reset and ability to start over to build a championship team, where things in that franchise of Oklahoma City had gotten stagnant. I don't know if there are other situations like that in the NBA. I don't know if there are other situations where guys have signed for 1 year with that team and then won out immediately. And I don't know how many situations there are going to be guys that are going to be free agents that are looking for guys on other teams that also want to go to the city. Meaning, I don't know how many Kawhi Leonards are going to be able to find Paul Georges as both of them want to go back to LA. So that's where I look at it as like, there's really not much you can do, but I just don't think it's going to be an epidemic in the NBA.
Well, I mean, as you said, every situation is different, but I mean, let's look. The past, 3 years, Kyrie Irving has demanded a trade. Paul George has demanded now two trades. Jimmy Butler from Minnesota demanded a trade. Kawhi Leonard demanded a trade, and all of them are different. Like, in Kawhi Leonard's case, like, he thought the relationship was broken with San Antonio. There was no fixing it. He would never trust them. They would never trust him. Maybe it's best we move on. Anthony Davis is different than Paul George. Paul George 1 versus Paul George 2
sure.
is different.
Yeah.
But the one thing
sequel.
That... Sequel. Yeah. Well, there might be a trilogy by the end of this. Who knows? I just think... I do disagree that... Like, the idea that this is a rare situation. We've seen 7, 8, 9 quote-unquote stars, or at very least all-star caliber level players, pull this off in the last 4 or 5 years.
But it's rare that someone is just early into their contract. And isn't that what is so striking about this, is that we just saw Paul George a summer ago make his commitment to Oklahoma City on that long-term deal. Like, Jimmy Butler was going to be a free agent. We mentioned the Anthony Davis situation. Kyrie wanted out of Cleveland Cleveland tried to trade him before he wanted out. So there's this is as they are all different, I think this is more unique than any of the other ones.
It is certainly the most unique, and it is certainly the most striking because of the very public commitment that Paul George made. I also think that's why it's the most scary because, again, and I've used this example 100 times throughout this show and Monday's show when we filled in for Doug, what if Paul George decides 6 months from now that him and Kawhi just aren't working out? And what happens if Anthony Davis, and it won't happen because they have the same age, but what if Anthony Davis is tired of playing in the shadow of LeBron James? I only bring that up because I certainly think this is the most unique, but I also think it sets the scariest precedent of free agency. We're not on the cusp of free agency. We're not on the cusp of a rebuild. Another star wasn't traded or got hurt. This is just a guy seeing a better situation somewhere else and demanding a trade. And look, there's going to be 29 teams at the end of every season that feel like their season ended in a disappointment. And so there's going to be 29 rosters full of guys that feel like they can put themselves in a better situation.
And NBA Commissioner Adam Silver was addressing the tampering issues. This was the commish yesterday.
Trade demands are disheartening. They're disheartening to the team. They're disheartening to the community and don't serve the player well. Players care about their reputations just as much. And so that's an issue that needs to be addressed. I'd say number one, some of the rules we have in place may not make sense. I think that's what we discussed. I think it's pointless at the end of the day to have rules that we can't enforce. I think it hurts the perception of integrity around the league.
I think that last part, too, was about the moratorium that the NBA had as well. But Oklahoma City didn't have to trade him. Like in the end, they didn't have to trade him. Now, a lot of the teams are forced with the decision of, do I want a player that is not going to be here as opposed to at least assets that could help our team? That's something for the front office to figure out. And I would say this, that if Paul George changes his mind like the wind, maybe things could have gone well. And all of a sudden he said, you know what, I'm glad I stayed. I'm glad I didn't end up forcing my way out and going somewhere else. Like, those are all possibilities, and whether they may be real or not, I still think that they could have a chance to happen. So it's difficult to I think it's going to be difficult to penalize any player on a team to not talk to anybody when you've got all-star games, when you've got Team USA, USA Basketball, all of these opportunities to figure, you know, when you're playing with guys, to have those conversations and to eliminate those. I just think that's unrealistic.
Yeah, my only alternative, and Ryan Music brought up a great point earlier before we started the show of, should we have bigger trade kickers, right? Anthony Davis ended up having to give up $4 million to figure out a way to make it all work with the Lakers. Should it be where the player has to give up money if it becomes public that that he has demanded a trade? Listen, I don't know how you could prove this, but I think Kawhi Leonard should have gotten fined. And I love Kawhi Leonard, but he is the one that instigated this whole thing. And you and I talked last hour about a situation like Brooklyn where Kevin Durant signs on the dotted line at 6:01 when he shouldn't have. He was hypothetically not even talking to the team. That is, to me, still different as he was entering free agency than what happened with Paul George. What happened with Paul George is actual tampering. It's a player that in this case wasn't committed to a certain team, but was trying to sway a player with very much, with quite a significant amount of time left on his contract to switch allegiances. To me, that is what true tampering is. And again, I'm not Adam Silver. Adam Silver has paid a lot of money to figure out these problems, but I don't think you can have that.
Well, this is what's interesting as well, and I'm bringing up a hypothetical situation that I think could be true. How much do you think, or do you think that Kawhi Leonard had heard Paul George wasn't happy in Oklahoma City?
My argument to that would be, why did no NBA insider hear of that? You don't think if LeBron James had heard of that, he would be trying to get Paul George to the Los Angeles Lakers?
Well, we didn't know. We didn't know where Kawhi was going to go. So I'm just saying, like, if for it to randomly be Paul George, of all the Kawhi could have reached out to Jimmy Butler in free agency and reached out to other players to be like, hey, would you want to join me here, join me there? That didn't happen. It went from Kevin Durant to Paul George. I'm wondering if there was any avenue, considering that Paul George was basically having the same excuse that Kawhi Leonard had in deciding in free agency that we thought for so long was that he wanted to go back to L.A. I'm just throwing it out there. I think that there's a possibility that could have come from Paul George as well.
Yeah.
Just to start it. You know, it's like when you find out that in eighth grade, there's a girl that likes you. Now you'll go talk to her. You wouldn't make eye contact with her in the hallways because you had a crush on her. But you heard that. Now you have the gumption or the guts to go up to her and talk. Maybe that's what happened with Kawhi. If you're like, oh, so he's not happy? Well, maybe I'll just now make my move.
Yeah, I don't think, to me, that doesn't really feel realistic, because if that was the case, then why didn't he demand a trade on Sunday so that they could sign on Monday? Like I think it was a very unique situation, to your point, Dan, that it was, one, a superstar player in Kawhi Leonard that proved that he can be the face of a championship team. Two, Clippers, Paul George is from L.A., I get all that. I think it was a very unique situation. I think, as we just discussed, it's what makes it less likely to happen, but also why it makes it scarier than, say, Kyrie Irving or Jimmy Butler demanding the same trade.
I love how Torres thinks nobody talks. You know, Sean Marks and Kevin Durant? Paul George and Kawhi Leonard?
I'm married now, so nobody ever calls me for anything. So, you know how that goes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The Jacksonville Jaguars will be reporting to training camp. 2 weeks from today, veterans report. So that means that A.J. Bouye has just 2 weeks left of his summer vacation as A.J. joins us here on Fox Sports Radio. So what does A.J. Bouye have to do in the final 2 weeks of summer vacation before training camp begins, A.J.? What are you trying to get accomplished in these final 2 weeks?
Just making sure that I'm at my best before the season starts, technique-wise. Taking care of everything with my family before I go to camp because we're going to be pretty busy. But that's pretty much it, just working out and spending time with the family.
I was going to go inverse. How long does it take you to get out of previous season mode where you're done icing, you're done rehabbing whatever injuries or, you know, nicks and cuts that you have, and you start looking ahead to the next season?
You know, it doesn't take long for me. You know, I try to take everything a day at a time, and I'm always looking forward to the next day because it helps me capitalize on things. So that's pretty much how I do it. I have a short memory when it comes to that, reflecting on the past season, unless I'm watching film and everything. But, you know, it's a new season, new additions to the team, new scheme and everything like that on offense, and just competing with everybody. I'm looking forward to that.
A.J. Bouye joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. How much did the way last season go down make you want this season to come quickly?
You know, like I said, it was just a learning opportunity, really. You take the good with the good and the bad with the bad. And, you know, we didn't have the season that we wanted. I had to do my studying as an individual to see what can I work on to be better. And, you know, there's always going to be problems or adversity in the season. Just how can we capitalize on it this time? That's really the main thing.
Listen, I don't want you to pick on anybody individually, but obviously with the way two seasons ago ended, you think 2018 is going to be a big year for you guys. You beat New England. You have success early. What do you think went wrong that didn't allow you to have the same success last year that you did the previous year?
I believe we just caught a lot of adversity. Things wasn't rolling our way. We had a lot of injuries. And we just didn't capitalize on many opportunities. That's really the main thing, especially playing away, playing Dallas, playing in Kansas City. Those were some games that, you know, we prepared the way we were supposed to. We just didn't go out there and perform. And I think it was just a learning curve and a learning point for us. And that's one thing that we emphasize this offseason, was just our technique within the calls and just being on the same page as a team, but even as a defensive unit.
A.J. Bouye joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. I hope this doesn't come off as disrespectful because it's not meant to be, but were you guys ready for being in that spotlight a whole season, considering the success that you had the year before in the playoff run? Were you ready for the expectations of 2018?
I would say yes, and then at the same time, it's just that we didn't meet those expectations. And like I said, there was a lot of adversity that we handled it, but it just didn't come at the right time. So I don't think it was really more pressure. It's just that we didn't meet those expectations from the outside looking in. But, you know, we've all been put in situations where we've had high expectations. We all came through and showed up. So, I mean, with the team, we definitely have the people to meet those expectations and to keep going.
The big name, obviously, that gets added to your guys' organization this offseason, Nick Foles at quarterback. Have you had a chance to meet with him, talk with him? Do you have any first impressions yet? And if so, what are they?
Yes, definitely. You know, just sitting there talking to him, you get an idea of him, not only as a football player, but how he is as a man and his values on life and everything like that. We sat there and talked about that on the side of the field. He's also a great leader. You can start to see that the way the offense is being ran in the huddle, and just everybody always coming to him And not only him, you know, we have a veteran receiver in Chris Conley. He's came through. And then even our guys, we're missing Tevin Sliver. We still have Calais Campbell. We have other guys on the defense who now have to step in into that role and just embrace it. And I think that's one thing that we're all doing.
A.J. Bouye of the Jacksonville Jaguars joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Last one for me, A.J. How much UCF National Championship gear do you own? I mean, you are a UCF Knight. Do you have any sweatshirts or hats or T-shirts that say 2017 National Champions?
No, I don't think they sent me anything.
If they did, would you wear it?
Yeah, of course I would. You know, I went to UCF. You know, it's a great school, great community there, especially with the alumni. I'm always keeping up with everything from, you know, football and even basketball. You know, we just had a guy, Taco. You know, he's with the Celtics right now. I just saw some of his highlights. I'm excited to see what he does with them, you know, playing with my cousin over there. So I want to see how that goes. But I'm always keeping up with the guys at UCF, even the football players there. You know, we still have a great team there, and I'm excited to see, you know, hopefully we get the credit and the respect that we deserve.
So you're happy that Kemba Walker is a Celtic and Kyrie's out of town?
I don't know how I feel about that, but at the same time, you know, they got Kemba, that's a great player, and Kyrie is going back to Brooklyn. That's going to be a great market, you know, for him to showcase himself, especially with the help that he's going to have. So, you know, there's a lot of naysayers, a lot of people that's probably said negative things about him, but this is a year for him just to show the type of person he is as a leader and whatnot.
All right, promise this is the last one, AJ. My partner and I have been arguing all day about tampering in the NBA. Since you clearly are a big NBA guy, where do you stand? I think it crossed the line with Paul George 3 years left on his deal to demand a trade. You agree with me, disagree?
You know, I don't see nothing wrong with it. At the end of the day, it's about winning. And even as players, you always want to be put in the best position to win. And sometimes organizations understand it, and they might feel that it's time to move on or, you know, rebuild and things like that. So with Paul George being able to go to Kawhi, it just makes it that much more exciting to watch when the NBA season come back around. Because, you know, at one point it used to be LeBron James and the Miami Heat, and then their biggest opponent was Dirk Nowitzki and the Mavs. You know, it's not an appealing roster, but they got it done. But besides that, you really didn't have much. Now you have the Lakers with AD and LeBron. You have Kawhi and Paul George. You have a great team in Portland with McCollum, Lillard, and just additions they have with Whiteside. And then you can never count out the Warriors. And then on the East, it's up for grabs. You have a great team in, you know, the Sixers. You don't know if CP3 is going to go to the Heat or if Westbrook is going to go to the Heat. It's just exciting, you know. And you had those moves in the NFL, too. You know, we can't control them. You have what's going on in Cleveland. That's going to be exciting to watch and see what they do. So it gives the fans more things to be excited about. It gives us more things to be excited about, especially for football, just to start studying these guys, see how they're, what makes them successful and everything like that. So you have to kind of appreciate it that they're at least attempting to make the moves to win. You know, it's just not quote-unquote all about loyalty. We understand that it's a business, and they understand that too, and hopefully the fans will start to understand that we can't control everything, and things happen for a reason.
We should have just talked hoops the whole time with A.J. Bouye. That's what we should have done. Find him on Twitter at A.J. Bouye 21. You got training camp in 2 weeks, and then you got a week one matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs, so it's time to buckle down and get ready. A.J., we wish you the best of luck, and thanks so much for taking the time today.
All right, thank you, guys.
A.J. Bouye of the Jacksonville Jaguars here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.